All right, welcome to the King Ink podcast. I'm Helen Wilbourn. King Ink is Sunderland's monthly poetry and spoken word night. Our headliner for April was The Glorious Anne Porrow, a bookseller by day and performance poet by night, whose own book, Letter from an Unknown Dog, is available from Zebra Publishing. Let's crack on.
An Art House Movie Vampire Takes a Walk by Anne Porrow. Music wanders through the quiet street and threads its way between the shabby cars. He studies earth but plays amongst the stars, sick with time but steady on his feet. Imagine that your vision was complete. You saw the outlaw's plan, the prison bars, the politician's dream, the urban scars. Walked a thin line to a broken beat, wearing your plain body like a coat. Outer elegance, a hip disguise for all you saw and said and wrote. Vampires don't grow old, they just get wise to TV's money shots. They always vote for cinema's slow, expressive eyes.
I'm Christine Fowler. This poem is called I Have a Plan. I've decided. The bed's made. The hot water bottle is in place. Curtains are drawn. And notes on the door, in capitals. No energy bills for me. I'm hibernating this year.
Letter from an Atheist by Kev. You choose to follow him wherever he will go, because that's what you were taught, like all the others from before the age of four, unequivocally, unquestioningly, unreservedly. Alternatively, you could be free to rediscover, relearn, to return to a place where you can listen to other voices, then suggest a world containing different choices. I accept that a man who may have been gentle and good made a supreme sacrifice, letting himself be caught, believing like you he inherited the earth. Well, you would, because like you, that's what he had been taught. Real angels on the street outside of your knowledge. There are demons standing subtly by your side. You don't have to kneel to expensively carved homage. You don't need a supreme or celestial guide. Life is full of extraordinary wealth here on earth. Not material, but in person, strength and emotion. Through truth and love we find our real worth. Not through intangible, manipulated devotion, whose only value is the comfort and security you have taken through life's hardship, where non-believers have been forsaken. For that, I am truly grateful, but I still remain your loving atheist, preparing for that time we all face, when you will be forever missed.
Miss Nightingale by Anne Porrow. Will you play at my wedding, even though I don't plan one? Will you charge me nobody prices if you become someone? Will you deliver the zeitgeist if I kneel and pray? Will you taint my future when you play? Will you haul music through the streets on your skinny shoulders and your blue suede feet? Are you a saint or a penitent? Does your day job pay the rent? Would you notice if I wasn't there in the second last row with my return bus fare? Are your satisfactions deep and strange? Does anybody get in range of you? Or are you enigmatic through and through, a kabuki mask, a shy guru? Can I follow the notes long after you go, or is this just the evening show, a piece of theatre, brave and frail? Will you mitigate my darkness, Miss Nightingale?
This is called Before by Milky Brooks. Before I lost my innocence, before I lost my smile, before life screwed me over and left me in denial. Before I lost my hair, before I grew my beard, before I lost my mind and became so fucking weird, before my head got battered, before I felt the pain, before someone got inside my head and they're here again and again, before I grew my strength, before I learnt to fight, before I found my courage and I need it day and night, before I found the music, before I learned to drive, before I found the reason to keep myself alive, before I found my Julie, before I was a dad, The things that keep me going, and I love them, and I'm glad.
This is Leaving the Lakes by Helen Wilgall. The Carmichaels pack the back of their Land Rover Evoque with their paddleboards, with their Worgen poles, with their Patagonia and Capsule Belay parka coats built to withstand the extreme temperature of 11 degrees Celsius. We evade them 15 minutes down the A66. You're reading poetry from the passenger seat. I'm getting kicks from the ad-libs, the road dips, and the skylines my feet have followed. Later, as I dip my trained toes into Derwent water, the lakes sing that they're mine today, the ridges raconteurs. This day is worth a month to me, and you 100 years.
Boy with a Red Balloon by Anne Porrow. 8 years old, I wake up with a nosebleed that is dramatic beyond reason, belief, and politeness. Men in combat have not bled this much. I call out, "Medic!" and for many hours hold large cotton handkerchiefs against my face, observing the gentle gradations of the colour red, from ruby to brick orange to auburn, until I realise I have missed a whole morning of school, and I love school. Gold stars for plagiarising Enid Blyton in the cloakroom. Instead of making the afternoon session, I'm going to the cinema. What moment of complete inspiration, what understanding of proportion, instinct for improvisation made my mother do this? I sit in the circle, overwhelmed by velvet and the darkness in which all the audience are astronauts floating before the dazzling screen, that planet. I see Asterix and Cleopatra and the Red Balloon, but only the Red Balloon joins A Matter of Life and Death and the Seven Faces of Dr. Lowe in my private store of transfigurative moments. An almost silent film. Is it the streets of Paris, foreign, familiar, thinned out by war? The boy, our hero, a born outsider. The determination of the balloon to defend strange friendship, its vulnerability in gallantry that make me feel suspended from my obligations to be a child. For now I am a witness to life and death, a resurrection of sorts. Still a little faint, white-faced when the house lights come on, I wonder, is this what you earn with blood?
Thanks for listening to the King Ink podcast. If you'd like to see the live show, sign up for open mic, or contribute to a future episode, you'll find us at Pop Rex in Sunderland on the second Thursday of each month from 6 till 9 p.m. In the meantime, you can find us at King Ink Spoken Word on Facebook, at King_Ink_Poets on Twitter, and at King_Ink_Spoken_Word on Insta. King Ink was produced by James Whitman, with contributions from
Christine Fowler,
Kevin Robson,
Milky Brooks,
Ellen Wilco, and
Anne Porrow.
That's that one.